coming your way now on this part of Agriculture Today, a full preview of an event which occurs every August here on the Kansas State University campus, and it has traditionally conveyed to agricultural producers and others valuable information on the state of the agricultural economy and some of the factors within. That is the Risk and Profit Conference put on by the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State. It is set for August the 17th and the 18th here on the campus. To tell us what's upcoming during that event is Rich Llewellyn. He's an extension assistant in agricultural economics at K-State. We've every year talked about this program, and it never seems to fade, Rich, in its importance. It just builds upon itself.
It has been. Actually, last year was the highest attendance we've ever had, and a lot of that was due to the farm financial situation, as well as interest in farm policy and the ARC payments and things like that that have been ongoing. So, yeah, there's quite a bit going on and quite a bit of interest in it.
What's the foundation intent of this program as you look at it?
It's to do a couple of things. One is to provide information for farmers, lenders, extension agents, other agricultural stakeholders on the current state of the farm economy and what's going on policy-wise. It's also an opportunity for our faculty to spend some time with those folks and find out what's going on in their parts of the world, you know, in the ag lending sector or on the farm, and learn better of how they're being affected by some of the policy things going on, what's going on in the farm financial situation that and how it's affecting folks. Yes. So it accomplishes both those.
A great exchange of information, ideas, and thoughts on all of those. But the general theme this year has to do with agricultural policy.
It does quite a bit. The new farm bill is beginning to be debated. Senator Roberts held a listening session here in Manhattan a few months ago, and that process has started. It's hard to say exactly where it's going to go and what's going to happen, but we have some folks that are looking at some of those things and what the discussion is shaping up to be at this point. We also have a speaker we anticipate coming in and discussing that, providing a little outside view of what's going on with that as well.
And the plan is to have, in fact, a staff member of the Senate Agriculture Committee in to share the direct word from Capitol Hill on farm bill progress.
That's correct. We're still finalizing that because of the Senate schedule with maybe moving back the summer break. But if that works, he'll be discussing what's going on with where they're going and what direction they're taking with some of the things related to the commodity portion of the program, as well as SNAP and conservation, which also affect farmers.
Very good. A couple of the other keynote elements of Risk and Profit every year, well, the grain and livestock market outlooks will be front and center, won't they?
They will, and that'll be on Friday, the grain outlook first thing on Friday morning, and then the livestock outlook by Glenn Tonzer after lunch that day. And so Dan O'Brien will be looking at what's going on in grain markets, looking at some of the weather things happening, some of the basis things that are happening with grain basis. Also looking at some of the non-convergence factors that have taken place that Art Barnaby's been working on. For the livestock market, Glenn Tonzer will be looking at what's happened with cattle prices, especially in recent weeks, and where that might go. Some of the factors that are affecting those prices, and there's quite a bit going on with those too.
And there are those breakout sessions that your entire team of agricultural economists at K-State traditionally contribute to, and those topics are varied unto themselves, aren't they?
They are, and this is kind of the centerpiece of the conference. Mm-hmm. Attendees will have an opportunity to attend 7 out of the different 20 different topics going on there. And we have quite a bit going on related to crop insurance, including rainfall insurance. And there's a new margin insurance that's being released for Kansas. And so we'll have a session on that as well. We'll have a session specifically on the farm bill and some of the mechanics of that, as well as discussion of some of the non-convergence issues and how the CME has tried to deal with that. Also a session on land values and rental rates by Michael Taylor, which is always popular. And then some issues dealing with the financial situation again. We're continuing the education on that, financial benchmarking, managing costs, especially machinery costs are involved with that. And then a couple of sessions on water issues and irrigation, you know, particularly for western Kansas. and then a session on precision ag. That's just a few of the ones going on there. So it's a great opportunity to learn a lot of different stuff.
And individuals participating can craft their own agenda. They pick and choose from 20 workshops.
There is this year. There will be about 20 of them, and they can choose up to 7 of those to attend. Yeah. Each one is about an hour long. There is one session on QuickBooks, too, which will be 4 hours, but it's a hands-on session using computers. So if folks want to do that, that happens on Thursday.
Excellent. And, Rich, there is a special feature that was started a few years back as part of Risk and Profit. The evening of the 17th, Thursday, the annual Conversation with a Kansas Farmer.
That's been a really cool thing that we started about 10 years ago now. It's been going on quite a while. We have a farmer coming in to discuss in an interview format with Eric here. He'll be discussing what he does on his farm, some of the things that he's tried, some of the things that have and haven't worked. It's been a really nice thing because they're sharing not just the successes, but some of the failures and things that didn't go so well, too. And it's been a learning opportunity in a conversational format, and it's been very well received.
Very much so, and a great ground truthing of what's going on agriculturally in the economic sense in Kansas, in that conversation with a Kansas farmer. That's the essence of the program over the day and a half. Registration details, what need folks know about?
We have a registration link. You can register online, and that's available on the agmanager.info website, and look for the Risk and Profit Conference. We also have a brochure that will be going out in the mail here next week. That'll be providing all the details and stuff. We have information on the breakout sessions now on the Ag Manager website as well. So that's agmanager.info. Or they can call me, 785-532-1504.
And once more, it's for producers, it's for agricultural lenders, it's for a broad swath of individuals. Anybody with any level of interest in the agricultural economy in Kansas.
That's exactly right. So agribusiness managers, folks that are even involved just as a landlord or something like that, there would be something for them, even if they're not actively farming. Pretty much if they're interested in agriculture, they could find something here for them.
A great deal of effort goes into composing this program every year, and the result is an excellent sharing of information to producers and others in the Risk and Profit Conference format at Kansas State. Again, coming up in late August, we'll repeat the details in a few moments. Good luck with putting the finishing touches on the planning, and Rich, and we appreciate your time right here. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me.
He's an Extension Assistant in Agricultural Economics at K-State, Rich Llewellyn. The 2017 K-State Risk and Profit Conference is set for Thursday and Friday, August the 17th through the 18th. The venue will be once again the Alumni Center on the Kansas State University campus. To find out more about registration or to go through that process online, go to agmanager.info. Again, that's agmanager.info. If you'd like to contact Rich directly for more information, 785-532-1504, 785-532-1504, or you can email him at rvl@ksu.edu, rvl@ksu.edu. We'd like to see you here for the 2017 Risk and Profit Conference at K-State. And while we've a minute or so ahead of the break, we'll go ahead and let you know about a pair of additional informational sessions that K-State Agricultural Economics will be hosting. These are the annual Agricultural Lenders Conferences. They're designed to provide the Kansas financial community with updates on current agricultural topics. Those are set for Tuesday, October the 10th in Garden City and Wednesday, October the 11th in Manhattan. And once more, it's not too early to lock down registration for these. Same program at both locations. It will include the grain market outlook for 2018 from Dan O'Brien, a look at that rainfall index and margin protection insurance from K-State's Monty Vandeveer. Art Barnaby will be on that program to look at the farm bill and the proposed changes to crop insurance, payment limitations, other issues. K-State's Brian Brigham will get into the macroeconomic and interest rate outlook. Glenn Tonzer with the beef cattle market outlook for 18. And Michael Taylor with her updated analysis of land values and rental rates in Kansas. plus plenty of opportunity for exchange between the presenters and the attendees. Once more, K-State's 2017 Ag Lenders Conferences, Tuesday, October the 10th at the Eagles Lodge in Garden City, and then Wednesday, October the 11th at the Alumni Center on the Kansas State University campus. Once more, all details found, including registration online, at agmanager.info. You are tuned in to Agriculture Today. We'll return in a few moments with today's agricultural news headlines, this week's Kansas Soybean Update with Greg Akagi, and the weekly K-State Horticulture segment as well. Still ahead here on the K-State Radio Network.